Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the morning news bulletin. I am Matsina. Chief Minister Nipu Rio will officially inaugurate Miluri District today, marking it as the 17th district of the state. This event marks the official carving out of Miluri from PEC, where it was previously a subdivision. The youngest district of Nagaland is inhabited by the Pochuri tribe. Miluri shares an international border with Myanmar and a state boundary with Manipur, offering significant economic potential through the International Trade Center at the border, rich natural resources and other opportunities. More from our correspondent.
The inauguration of the Miluri district will take place at 11 a.m. today, beginning with the monolith unveiling near NST complex, followed by the release of balloons by the chief minister, the blowing of trumpets and a mass jubilation cry at the public ground, Miluri. Besides CM Rio, several dignitaries are expected to join in celebrating this historic milestone for the Pochuri community. With Tejo's report, Asunyo, Akashwani News, Kohima.
It may be mentioned that the state cabinet had approved Miluri's status as a new district last October, and the state government subsequently issued a notification on November 1st. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that all 8 states of the Northeast will be connected to Delhi through rail and air connectivity by 2027. Addressing the Unity Utsav, One Voice, One Nation in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Shah underscored that the central government has opened numerous avenues for the Northeast in every field, from tourism to technology, sports to space.
केंद्र सरकार ने नॉर्थ ईस्ट के लिए ढेर सारे बजेटरी प्रोविजन सैकड़ों की संख्या में बढ़ाए हैं 3 गुना 4 गुना बजट नॉर्थ ईस्ट के लिए दिया है और 2027 तक नॉर्थ ईस्ट के 8 राज्य रेलवे और एयर कनेक्टिविटी से दिल्ली के साथ जुड़ जाएंगे इसका पूरा प्लानिंग हो चुका है रोड कनेक्टिविटी और एरियल कनेक्टिविटी भी पूरे नॉर्थ ईस्ट के हर तहसील तक हम पहुंचा पाएंगे इसका हमें विश्वास
Mr. Shah emphasized that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has given a new dimension to the identity of the Northeast in the whole of India by establishing it as Astha Lakshmi. The Information and Broadcasting Ministry has issued an advisory for online curated content publishers, OTT platforms, and self-regulatory bodies of OTT platforms. The advisory was issued to ensure strict adherence to India's laws and the Code of Ethics prescribed in the Information Technology Rules 2021. This advisory came after the ministry received references from the members of parliament, representations from statutory organizations, and public grievances regarding alleged spread of obscene, pornographic, and vulgar content published by certain publishers of OTT platforms and social media. The Nagaland government has decided to constitute a task force to promote the animation, visual effects, gaming, comics and extended reality AVGC-XR sector in the state. This decision was made during a meeting chaired by Chief Secretary Dr. J. Alam in Kohima yesterday. The move also aligns with the central government's increasing focus on the AVGC-XR industries, a report from our correspondent.
The newly formed task force for AVGC-XR will comprise representatives from relevant departments, with the Department of Information and Public Relations acting as the nodal department. The task force will be tasked with creating a policy framework to guide the sector's growth and development. Additionally, a state-level steering committee will also be established to oversee the implementation of initiatives within the sector. Mary, Akashwani News, Kohima.
The meeting, attended by various administrative heads of departments and officers from key stakeholder departments, focused on discussing comprehensive strategies for developing the AVGC-XR sector in the state. The first meeting of the state-level coordination committee for the 8th economic census was held on Wednesday under the chairmanship of Chief Secretary Dr. J. Alam. During the meeting, Secretary of Economic and Statistics Akunu Esmiase highlighted that the census will be conducted in collaboration with states and union territories using an advanced information communication technology platform. The meeting focused on the need for contractual manpower, IT personnel and master trainers, as well as activating district-level coordination committees and addressing IT issues at the district level. Chief Secretary Dr. Alam urged district officials to provide full support and instructed deputy commissioners to begin census operations. He also emphasized using social media to raise public awareness. The census is expected to begin in the first week of April. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a good day.